I hope this won't be terribly boring, but this, the whole purpose of this talk is to recruit people to become interested experts in participating in what I consider the agency's premier external scientific peer review panel. So some background information about the what we call the FIFRA Scientific Advisory Panel, or SAP, or some people refer to it as the SAP. And that was created by Congress as part of the law, Federal Insecticide, Fungicide, Rodenticide Act, which happens to be the major law for pesticide registration. And that was done in 1975, and if you're interested in looking up FIFRA, it's the particular section of interest is 25D, and its purpose is to provide independent scientific review of the agency's assessments on the impact of pesticides on human health and the environment. And if you know the EPA's mission is to protect human health and the environment, so it's very much in parallel with the agency's mission. It operates in accordance with the Federal Advisory Committee Act, which was enacted in 1972, which requires three basic things. It's open and transparent. It has public participation, either written or oral. The oral part is the part that's required, and public availability of all the documents. As I mentioned before, it's an independent evaluation, so it's an open peer review. There are specific things in the law that are required to go for external peer review, and those are in several different areas. The first has to do with intention to cancel a pesticide or a series of pesticide uses, and that what's required under FIFRA Section 6B is that the entire human health environmental risk assessment comes before the expert panel for review. And the last one we did, which is the one I organized, was for carbofuran in February 2008. Then all proposed and final regulations are required to go before the scientific advisory panel, or pieces that haven't been reviewed as part of other data requirements, guidelines, or potential science issues or risk assessment issues. The other area that's more general is guidelines, data requirements to improve the effectiveness and quality of scientific assessments. And we've had a number of meetings along those lines, and I just put a few. Guidance on test methods for demonstrating the efficacy of antimicrobial products for inactivating Bacillus anthracis spores on environmental surfaces, worker exposure assessment methods, that's for handler applicators, and the refined level 2 terrestrial and aquatic models for probabilistic and ecological assessment of pesticides. And then the last area is major scientific studies and any other related issues that the administrator of EPA decides that are pesticidally related that should go before before a scientific peer review panel. And these are two of them. One is the ecological significance of atrazine stream water monitoring and the natural refuge for Bulgard 2, which I participated in as a science reviewer rather than the side I'm currently on, which is organizing the SAP meetings. One of the things that confuses a lot of people is the SAP renders advice to the agency on scientific issues but not regulatory policy or benefits. There's two parts to the scientific advisory panel. There's the mandated chartered panel of 7 members, and then there's the ad hoc experts that came into being in association with the Food Quality Protection Act of 1996. So I'm going to go through the differences and similarities in those two aspects. The scientific advisory panel itself, as I mentioned, is a permanent panel of 7 members with staggered terms of 4 to 6 years. They have a range of scientific expertise, but it tends to be associated with toxicology and statistics, and also ecology, pathology, children's health, epidemiology, and assorted array of biological expertise. And those nominations are required by law to come from the NIH and the NSF, and only from those two bodies. The appointment is made by the EPA Deputy Administrator based on the consideration of expertise, financial disclosure reports, which is how we evaluate the ethics requirements, So we look for no financial conflicts of interest or any issues in which someone may call into question his or her impartiality, and also the balance to maintain the multidisciplinary expertise of the panel. The process then comes to, once that's completed, the agency publishes a list of those that they think they have received nominations and that have passed the ethics requirements, as well as sort of the general expertise to balance the panel, and comments are received. And in conjunction with the comments and the agency's evaluation and their availability to participate in about 8 meetings that last 2 to 4 days in length, then all of those factors, the agency makes a selection process, and then those folks are appointed and hired as special government employees, or they may be regular government employees. These are the current members of the FIFRA SAP. I'm not going to read them all, but I will tell you in general, there are 4 toxicologists, 2 statisticians, and 1 aquatic ecotoxicologist. So for those of us who have worked primarily in entomological related areas, they don't seem to encompass a lot of the biological areas. But then again, since I've been doing research on this particular panel, it has a 33-year history, and about 80% of all the meetings have to do with human health risk assessment, and about 20% anything else. So you can see why there's probably a lot more folks that are related to human health risk assessment. And then, by and large, at least 80% of the meetings between 1988, I believe, till present have been on chemical pesticide issues, and 20% have been on biotech issues, particularly BT crops. And those are the ones I know about the best. Now, the other side of the equation, they come together to form the entire panel for a specific meeting, is the the Food Quality Protection Act Science Review Board, or ad hoc members aid and abet the scientific advisory panel on a particular meeting topic, for example, entomologists for reviews pertaining to BT crops. The law requires a pool of 60 scientists to be maintained. The prospective members are identified a little bit differently. As I told you previously, the scientific advisory panel consists of 7 members, and whenever there's a vacancy, those nominations come from NSF and NIH. In this case, they come from a number of sources: stakeholders, environmental groups, or pesticide industry, or any other public interest groups, self-nomination, scientific societies, and the designated federal official, which is the role I'm playing. So I am the one that coordinates the meetings, ones that makes and recommends the selection decisions and reviews the expertise and the ethics. The selection is also made not by the EPA deputy administrator, but by the designated federal official, me, in conjunction with a review by my boss, who's the executive secretary of the SAP and our office director of the Office of Science and Coordination Policy. And that's also very similar to the process of evaluation for the SAP: expertise, availability, financial disclosure, and balance. In this case, it's because most of the pesticide matters are specific matters of particular parties, or particular matters of specific parties. In this case, the particular parties are the pesticide registrants, and the specific issues are all related to either a general issue related to an assessment question or a particular issue related to a particular pesticide. So those are both encompassed. So many candidates are considered, but not all are selected. So we're always looking for experts, which is the real reason I'm now in this role for the first time after 15, 16 years doing risk assessment, in particular insect resistance management, is we're looking for experts who potentially will self-nominate. There are 8 meetings in 09, and the first of those happens to be in February between 20 and 28 on pesticide or plant incorporated protectants, the data requirements or data requirement issues, and the seed mix refuge. And all of the 8 topics are listed on the the FIFRA Scientific Advisory Panel website, as you see there, www.epa.gov, SciPoly, or you can type into Google FIFRA Scientific Advisory Panel. Or if you remember nothing, maybe you can remember my name because you have the book in front of you, and I will help you. Be glad to help you in if any of the particular topics might be in your expertise area, you might go the other way. So we're looking for both. We're looking for people that might be interested. That meeting definitely will involve entomologists. The meeting after that probably won't. There's other meetings on atrazine, water monitoring, endocrine disruptors, volatilization at agriculture fields, epidemiological risk assessment. There's a number of topics that are, as I said, on our website. So I hope that some of you, if you have an interest in that, the one I'm doing in December is on worker reentry exposure, and I need in the next couple of days somebody that happens to be horticulturally aware of production systems, who's familiar with labor hand tasks. So if any of you in this audience are interested in that, you can come see me after the meeting. I appreciate everyone being here, and thank you very much.